Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can start. I would like to give a cordial welcome to all of you at this meeting, whose subject is the discussion of the results of KGHM Polska Miedź SA for the first quarter 2019. The results will be presented and commented by the entire management board, CEO Marcin Chludziński, Professor Katarzyna Kreczmańska-Gigol, Vice President of the Management Board for Financial Matters, Adam Bugajczuk, Vice President of the Management Board for Development, Paweł Gruza, Vice President of the Management Board for Foreign Assets, and Radosław Stach, Vice President of the Management Board for Production. My name is Janusz Krystosiak. I am responsible for investor relations at KGHM. I give the floor to the President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have some good news for you. And I will leave my colleagues to share this information with you. We were to open a Polish house in Brussels. It is a representation of Polish companies that are trying to defend their interests in the regulatory field. But it turned out that the trade unions that are on strike in Brussels prevented us from landing there. So I can say that we and KGHM are not on strike, just the opposite. As you can see, in the first quarter and in the results of this first quarter. Ladies and gentlemen, from the perspective of macroeconomic environment, it was not an easy quarter, especially if we compare that with last year, because the price of copper on average in the first quarter 2019 was $6,215. In the similar period, 2018, was $6,960 per ton. So we had much better commercial conditions back then. And even despite the worse commercial conditions this year, more turbulent environment, we managed to achieve good parameters. First of all, a production of paid copper, 173,000 tons, that is 21% more quarter to quarter compared with last year. In terms of production, that was the best quarter since the beginning of 2018. This was linked to a growth in the production of paid copper in Poland. In the mother company Polska Miedź, we had 28% quarter-to-quarter growth, but that also was linked to the growth of production in Sierra Gorda. In the analogous period, quarter-to-quarter marked a growth of 23%. A smaller grade, and that was the cause of the decrease. But en bloc, 173,000 tons, 21% more than in the comparable period last year. And in terms of parameters, this is also the best quarterly result in KGHM in the last 3 years. This also affects our financial result. Production is greater, price much lower than in 2018 on average. EBITDA, in turn, was higher by 24%, 1,454,000,000 throughout the group. This was also determined by growing revenues, both in individual assets and in the entire group, 29% growth in revenues. And net result also 113 million higher than in the reference period last year. The fact that we have such results with less stable macroeconomic environment, where we know that the macroeconomic environment contributes very much to the price, this is the parameter which is beyond our control. But the result is mainly due to better production parameters. And there are, in fact, a few of them that altogether contributed to greater output. First of all, more analytical, more selective approach to domestic production. It's not really so that our output was considerably greater, but we are trying to have a greater content of copper in the output we have. Another important factor was greater efficiency, greater performance in smeltering assets. We are talking mainly about Głogów, traditional two furnaces, but also installation for roasting the concentrate. That is the installation that we launched first in 2015. This year it is working in a more stable manner, and it has a major impact on our production result. This is something that we can see on our EBITDA and copper production. But also Sierra Gorda had a major impact on the growth of production in the entire capital group. So these are the three major factors. The fact that this is happening is, above all, the result of our strategic assumptions from December 2018. We are implementing this strategy. I keep repeating that, in particular, that flexibility, ecology, all those things are very important. But the first two points mentioned on the slide are important for the profit. The company has to cope when the macroeconomic environment is better and when more favorable conditions prevail, we are able to cope. Let me just say that if the price remained as in the first quarter last year, we would have almost 400 million more in revenues. But this is something beyond us. We have to cope also when lower prices prevail in the market, and that can be achieved by greater flexibility and better efficiency. This is our approach, and this is what we are doing this quarter. We also have significant ambitions for the next quarters and the remaining part of the year. This is work and commitment of the entire company and all employees. We have to deliver the result in the context of deteriorating macro parameters. That is it as regards introduction, and the other colleagues from the management board will talk you through their areas of responsibility. Now I would like to invite Stach and Paweł Gruza to comment foreign assets and finance. Ladies and gentlemen, before I discuss production results, just a brief comment about security. That is one of our priorities in the strategy 2019-2023. After the first quarter, you can see where we are. We are at a very good level in terms of Polish indicators, TIF. There was one event on Rudna mine, but if we compare February and March with the same months last year, the results are very good, and I think we will continue to work on safety. As regards production results, and the comparison with last year shows comparable levels, lower production of copper concentrate caused by the event in Rudna. However, this did not translate into production of electrolytic copper. As you can see in the slide, since the beginning of 2018, the third quarter, we have worked continuously on improving the availability of our technological lines. This is something we are doing, and that is why we are achieving those results also in the context of production of metallic silver. I would also like to add that the mine is working at 100% of its capacity. There are no deviations from the plan in the following months and quarters. As concerns stock of copper concentrate, we have a plan to reduce this stock, the inventories, and this is something that is happening. That is also possible thanks to greater capacity and availability of our equipment. as regards this stock, we need it in case of some planned downtime. We show such inventories at 14%, which is in line with our budget assumptions.
Thank you, Radek.
Sierra Gorda results are truly positive, and this is due to the different management approach and different oversight. We are able to consume the fruit of the growing production, and the changes that have been implemented over the past few months were reflected in the financial position and performance of Sierra Gorda. Production is up 23% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. This is an excellent result. We are way above the budget. So not only we are higher than during the same quarter last year, but we are also beyond the budget. We want to make sure that we continue this performance throughout the year, and we are quite optimistic about the delivery. Reduced production of molybdenum is due to the characteristic features of the molybdenum deposit that was anticipated, and this is due to the geological conditions. We are also working on optimization of CapEx. We are very happy that we are able to increase the production without increasing certain items of the CapEx. Therefore, we were able to optimize costs. Now, moving to KGHM International, all other operations that we have in Americas. Here we do have declining production due to the Robinson mine, and again, this is due to their geological conditions. But let me say that this decline was anticipated and budgeted for, and again, we are constrained by geological conditions. We hope that our projections until the end of the year will come true, and as a result, throughout the year, we should not suffer any visible decline in the production at International. Thank you. Now, let's move to the financial results, and Katarzyna Kretkowska will cover this section. Production performance translated into good financial performance. The revenue of the capital group in Q1 2019 compared to Q1 2018, our revenue was up by over 1.2 billion zlotys. The main drivers were coming from the volume, growing sales volumes. 1,049,000,000 zlotys, that was a contribution of the growing sales volume. So this is the role of the growing volumes. However, there were some factors that were to the detriment of our position. I'm referring to the prices in the markets, but we were able to offset that negative difference coming from the price with the better exchange rate of zloty to dollar. So overall, 1,222,000,000 was by how much our revenue in this quarter were higher than the same quarter last year. Now, cost, unit cost. Across the capital group, C1 unit cost was lower than Q1 2018. In the current quarter, it was 1.74, and please note that the reduction of C1 was attributed to the Mary company, so KGHM Polska Miedź, and Sierra Gorda likewise. There was a slight increase in C1 at KGHM International. Now, EBITDA was up by 24% compared to Q1 2018. As you may notice from this chart, the EBITDA was higher at KGHM Polska Miedź and International and Sierra Gorda, so across the board. The net profit was up by 26%. Mind you, the main reason why we were able to raise the net profit was the change in the revenue. We had higher revenue in Q1 2019 compared to Q1 2018. Interest rate differences were also conducive to that. Despite the fact that the costs were higher than in Q1 2018, and despite the change in the inventory of products, because this year we were using inventory that was built up throughout 2018 because of the repair and refurbishment process that was scheduled for 2018. Again, we also had an impact of the income tax. The income tax was higher since the gross profit was higher than last year. Overall, the net profit was higher, and we were up by 26%. Now, cash flow. At the end of Q1, cash flow was lower than at the end of last year. And why so? Well, first of all, we had a change in the working capital. We have a high inventory level. We continue to build up inventory due to the scheduled upcoming repairs in our smelters. In addition to that, we had fairly high investment expenditure. But mind you, the capital expenditure was allocated to investments and projects that were made in Q1, but some of them pertained to the projects and investments that were completed last year. Now, the net debt. Our net debt was going up, but this is strictly an accounting operation because the main driver for this increase in the net debt was the implementation of IFRS 16. And therefore, we had to change our accounting approach, and 516 million was the impact of that implementation. In addition to that, since our cash flow was lower, that also impacted the situation of the net debt. But in terms of the actual change in the net borrowings, the debt was up only by 1 million zlotys. In addition to that, we have exchange rate differences. So it is not that we incurred 173 million new debt. This is just the exchange differences that contribute to the increased debt as compared to the debt at the beginning of the whole period, of the beginning of the tenure. Now, you must be certainly interested in the overall net debt of the capital group. This ratio is at the good level because at the end of Q1, we were at 1.8, so we are below the threshold that we set for ourselves. And mind you, the threshold is set at 2. Thank you. Well, thank you. And now we would speak about investment initiatives and the new developments. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the development projects in Poland. Basically, the situation has not changed since our last meeting. We talk about the key investments such as RMR furnace that is going to be completed very soon. Now, we are also working on the deep Głogów deposit. We continue to work on the roasting facility, and we also work on tailings at Żelazny Most. And finally, we are also trying to be in line with BAT. So the list of projects is the same, but we wanted to highlight the fact that these projects are truly important to us. And my predecessor said that we are stabilizing the operation of the roasting facility. We continue to improve its efficiency. And these ratios and figures show that we are improving efficiency of our operations at the smelter. Now, the next slide shows how important our deep Głogów project has become. We have shown you the current situation and the prospects for the future for deep Głogów. So once this is fully completed, we should be able to have a smooth transition. And we would not face the same decline in production as if we had to accept if we did not work on this project. This is obviously a tedious work. We have to get licenses. We have to go through the exploration project. But once this is completed, we will have a stable production over the next years. Thank you. And I think that we have two more slides about international projects. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we continue to improve production at Sierra Gorda. We are also doing projects on this mine. So as a result, we are able to have higher production. And this is higher than the budget. And also, the actual numbers are better than the same quarter of the past year. We evaluated the projects that have been completed so far. The assessment is very positive. And therefore, we are reconsidering our CapEx. Today, our production level is reaching the levels that we had in our plans. And this is highly satisfactory. Therefore, we want to run the revision of our CapEx. And we believe that at the end of this process, we should be able to show some financial savings by the end of this year. Obviously, we are also looking at other operations and other assets, in particular, the Robinson mine. Robinson has a number of options that might be considered for further development. At this point in time, we think about continuing production by 2025. This is under consideration, and you can see that in the chart. The decisions are pending and will be finalized soon. Now, to summarize, we are facing difficult times in terms of macroenvironment and overall challenges, but we are quite happy with performance and financial performance and production. And looking forward, we are committed to deliver the budget. And this is not the only ambition that we have, because we would like to make sure that we overshoot the budget and we are able to deliver more production than anticipated. So we shall see what can be expected from the external environment and macro environment. We know that the U.S.-China relations are very volatile and that actually impacts LME price. But we are flexible. So we are prepared for the upside, and we are prepared for the downside should it happen. And I believe that with this approach, we can have peace of mind when we think about the future of our company.
Before I invite you to ask questions, Let me remind you that traditionally our meeting is broadcast online. You can listen to it in Polish and in English. It is also possible to ask questions online. And now I open the floor for questions. We will be happy to answer them.
Good afternoon, Paweł Puchalski, Santander. It's good that this slide is displayed. It is very interesting. I keep bearing in mind your mining production at once 420,000, and now, and I'm talking about mother company, 401, if I remember correctly. And this graph, very interestingly, hangs somewhere between 400 and 500. Now, I would like to ask you for an explanation, whether it's just a question of presentation or should I reduce this? How come 450 in this slide? It shows a similar value, almost 500. And I remember last year we are talking about mining assets, and that is production output at 401. Can you comment on those numbers?
As you can see, the graph shows the value of 450. That is our strategic assumption for 2019-2023. That is why we assumed this line as the starting point. What you are mentioning is already after adjustments, because we show here the output from the mines. But I understand that if we are talking about production that can be sold after processing, this slide and slide number 26 should show numbers lower by about 50,000. Is my understanding correct? This slide shows output from the mines, production from the mines. That is why we have 450,000. Okay, another question about energy costs. Did the KGHM show those energy costs in the first quarter at higher cost of energy, or did you assume a flat price? As regards energy price, this is a theme that is very interesting to everyone, but I can say, as I mentioned earlier, that this year is better secured for us in terms of volumes on long-term contracts. So we are managing well in terms of energy prices because we operate under long-term contracts. Therefore, we do not have an increase in cost resulting from market environment. So I understand you had signed contracts with the energy supplier for a price of energy for 2019, which is close to a flat rate. Yes, we can define it like this. It makes us feel a bit more comfortable about prices of electrical energy. And regardless of legal changes, this price is going to remain stable throughout 2019 versus 2018. I do not know what legal changes you are referring to, but in the current legal status, we can talk about flattening of the price in the context of historical price from last year. So for 2020, do you have an agreement on power supply as well? For 2020, we to some extent have volumes secured by long-term contracts. And in what part? I cannot say that. But is that a smaller part, a bigger part? That is our internal business information. We are coping with this price in the way which I have just described. That is a term contract for this year. We also have a term contract for 2020 with regard to a large part of purchase volume, large part exceeding 50%. You know that I can say only as much as I have said.
Robert Popema, I would like to ask you about silver production. After the first quarter, you had 321 tons, and now the plan for the whole year is more than 1,300.
Do you uphold your forecast, or has anything changed?
By all means, as regards production of metallic silver, we want to deliver as assumed in the budget. That is our advantage. We are able to process another part of the deposit. Our target is to deliver the budget numbers. In this regards, CapEx in the budget after the first quarter, that was just less than $900,000. Is the budget target somewhere above $3 billion upheld?
As for CapEx, for this year, we have $2.5 billion. And as we mentioned at previous meetings, we would like to keep this CapEx at stable level that will guarantee key investments for the upcoming years. So we can say that both in terms of CapEx, the large part of which is this RMR, everything is within the budget. As for programs of making deposits available, that's also within the budget. Now we do not see risks for delivering the CapEx targets.
And a question about revaluation of loan value. That was $94 million after the first quarter. Will such readjustments also occur in the following quarters?
That is the consequence of IFRS number 9 and the valuation of loans at fair value. Such events can occur.
And slide 29, where you present the situation in Deep Głogów. If you look at the parameters of this copper, it seems the content is at about 1.5% of copper in the deposit. So what can you comment on the content of copper in the old mines? Is that above the plans, in line with the plans, or you had greater expectations?
We assume that analysis of copper in the deposit is at our targeted level of 1.4-1.5. That is what we expect. Our old mines are at 1.47-1.55. So that is the target we are delivering. We do not expect any major changes here.
And if we look at the first quarter, the analysis by mine shows better results in terms of content, better than what was originally included in our production plans. And that is thanks to better technology and better approach, better planning. So the increase of production in Głogów will be in 2023, 2024. In Deep Głogów, it will be included in the production on an ongoing basis. We are getting deeper and deeper to 1,200 meters from the current 1,000 or 1,100. That is what we wanted to show you in the graph. And that goes via Polkowice. That is through Rudna and Polkowice, two mines that service Deep Głogów.
And one more question, if I may. Won't there be any problems with the implementation of Deep Głogów and collision with the deposit of PGNiG because their gas might penetrate somewhere into those deposits? Won't that cause any problems with those plants? every place underground entails a variety of problems. We are overcoming them on an ongoing basis. That is why we pursue a series of projects. When the situation develops, we will react as needed. We are taking preventive action, for example, cooling the air or ensuring ventilation to avoid presence of gas underground. But as of today, all geological parameters are fulfilled, so we do not identify any risk of this kind. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Grzegorz Witkowski of Insignis. I wanted to ask about the cost of compensation package, because when you were negotiating wages with the trade unions, at some point there was the information provided that once excavation tax will be reduced, you will come back to the negotiating table. Mineral excavation tax law has been already processed by the parliament, pending the presidential signature. Yes, it is true that the law was adopted by the parliament and the Senate. Likewise, now we are waiting for the signature of the president. The tax will be reduced by 15%. However, only the second half of the year will show the impact of the reduced tax. And now, our negotiations were completed in January or February. It was the collective bargaining, and the increased wages were actually part of the collective bargaining agreement. The reduced mineral excavation tax will potentially contribute to our profit. Once we have a higher profit, we will have more bonus for the workforce. But this is a standard mechanism, which is part of our collective bargaining agreement. So the bonus is dependent and driven by the profit, and there are no other extraordinary measures. So there are no additional renegotiations planned. The negotiations have been closed. We keep talking to the trade union people on an ongoing basis, but this is not on the agenda right now. One more question from me. Anytime or very soon, the energy policy for Poland by 2040 will be announced by the government. Now, since you are the largest consumer of electricity in Poland, are you going to be active in, active in terms of financial commitment in building either offshore units or nuclear power? Well, in terms of electricity generation and electricity overall, we already made it clear that we won't have a high share of renewables in our energy mix, and we want to build our own capacity that would be under our control. So we are not discussing any external generation projects. We have no other commitments, with the exception of the historical commitment, which is at 10%, and this is our share in EJ1 company. So this is a legacy asset. Potentially, it could be an active and liquid asset. What would be the decision about this company? It will depend on the majority shareholders, but we have to be looking to the future, the shorter term. We cannot wait for the nuclear power to take off.
Hello, Jakub Szkopek, mBank. Well, congratulations on excellent performance. But two questions about international and Sierra Gorda. At KGHM International, when you were speaking about the Morrison, about the strategy, you said that we are going to limit your operations or shut it down. And we would read in the media that over 80, like 83 or 86 miners were terminated. So are we going to expect some provisions due to the shutdown of these operations? No. Actually, more people were terminated because this mine is shifting towards the current maintenance status.
And this exercise was successful, so we are not planning any accounting measures. I may say that strategically, we are waiting for nickel prices to bounce back. Once it happens, our sort of historical operations will get the second wind. But we are still waiting for that. According to the analyst, nickel prices should bounce back within the few years because these operations, in addition to copper, carry a fairly large amount of nickel. Okay, now Sierra Gorda, you completed the wage negotiations, and it was a successful thing. But I think that the Chilean tradition expects the employer to pay out the annual bonus after signing such an agreement. So can you disclose any details, whether you have already paid it out, whether you charged that, or whether you are going to charge it to the second quarter results?
Well, it will be charged to the second quarter. Some trade union organizations signed the collective bargaining agreement earlier. Therefore, the total payment will be allocated to several reporting periods. However, the key trade union organizations that were threatening strike and financial losses, they signed an agreement with us, and technically speaking, it will become recognizable in Q2. I understand that you don't want to disclose the detail of the bonus that you had to pay out.
No, these things have never been disclosed, and they are never in public domain.
I may just assure you that it doesn't ruin our business, and it is not. It is in line with the standards accepted in such operations.
I have another question about fixed costs at KGHM SA. I think that these costs were exceptionally low in Q1. Therefore, it makes me think whether this is a new trend. It was like 160 plus in 2018, it was about 200, and in Q4, you were at 230 or 240.
Well, yes, that was an accurate statement. The costs are going down.
Well, because we are speaking about the fixed costs, right? To some extent, this is driven by the scale of the production. Obviously, when we have increased production, the distribution of costs is different. And once we are delivering higher production numbers, we are better placed to improve our cost position.
Okay, so one more question about the nuclear power plant company. You have your shares in this company. You were trying to sell it to PGE, and it fell through.
Well, we kept the market updated on that. We continued the dialogue. PGE communicated that they finished the discussions. Well, I guess that this is not a question that should be thrown at us.
Well, if I may to follow up, it is true that production was up, but I've never heard that production could reduce fixed cost. Obviously, you can reduce fixed cost as compared to the production, but nevertheless, in terms of value, fixed costs should be fixed. Well, obviously, I was referring to the sort of relation to the fixed cost because what I had in mind is C1 that was really going down substantially. So not really about the fixed cost. So I would rather say here that we didn't see a major increase or dynamics of the fixed cost.
Well, I understand that the low cost is the new tradition at KGHM. You believe that it would be stable, and how come that you were able to achieve that?
Unfortunately, the microphone is switched off, and we are not able to hear the speaker. The microphone is on the way.
Well, I understand that you were asking about overheads. I'm referring to the previous question. Overheads were up by 3.2, and the main drivers were wages and compensation packages. Everything else is in line with the last year level because we keep high cost discipline. When you look at consulting services or entertainment and hospitality, well, this is under control. And on top of it, we have the actuarial provision that impacts this cost. And as it happened in Q1, it was not high. Actually, we are in line with last year level. Therefore, it didn't drive the costs up. And we believe that in the next quarter, the level of overheads will be the same, provided that actuarial provision doesn't change. Well, I believe that if you look at the cost on block, the overall cost policy is fairly advanced. We are revising our procurement. We are implementing IT systems. We will have the new inventory systems. We will have better insight into inventory at all structures of the group. And actually, we see the first outcomes of this process. I believe that during the second half of the year, it will become even more visible. My suggestion is that we will take a few questions of the internet. Well, first two questions about Sierra Gorda. The first question comes from Andrew Jones. Why Sierra Gorda cost went down quarter to quarter despite the reduced volume of molybdenum? The reduced volume of molybdenum is due to the inferior grade. Obviously, we are working on controlling the Sierra Gorda costs, and we have the plan to optimize operating expenses. And earlier, I was saying that we are optimizing our CapEx for 2019 and looking forward. If you sum up all these things, you see the results. On the other hand, we have increased revenue due to the increased copper production, and that provides a quite favorable C1. Another question about profitability. Dan Schoen of Morgan Stanley asked, when can we expect Sierra Gorda show operating profit and no financing from partners will be needed to keep it going? At this point in time, financing provided by partners of Sierra Gorda is necessitated by the project finance debt, which is a legacy debt. And on top of it, Sierra Gorda is actually self-sustaining or even able to show positive performance and positive results. So I believe that it answers the question. So it is historical debt, which was quite sizable and has to be paid out by the end of this year and next year. And here, partners have to contribute a financial buffer to be able to bring this historical liabilities to the close. But everything depends on the price copper. If we have the strong tailwind, and mind you, the price today is around $6,000 per ton. So if we keep prices in the right direction, the Sierra Gorda may become self-sustaining much faster than we expect. Now, another question is about your intended issuance of bonds. Any more details? As we have communicated, we are currently in discussions about possible issuance of bonds. That would be yet another step in the delivery of our financing strategy, the one that was announced in December last year. We are restructuring our debt. We want to make our debt structure safer and better diversified. And hence, it is our intention to refinance our old part of our old debt, and hence the intention to issue new bonds, because bonds would be the safe source of funding. So far, we have not been using that. Any more questions from the audience? Yes, one more question. The budget, 2019 budget, predicts cost at 20,000 zlotys per ton. This is Polish operations. I think that last year it was 17,600 and Q1 was below 17,000. So my question is whether we should expect any increase in cost so that we reach this projected 20,000 per ton that you have in the budget, or perhaps you will have to revise the budget. What I understand that, well, I understand that you have it, when you speak about the revision of the budget, you mean that the costs can be higher than that or lower than budgeted. Well, if we are under the budget with the cost, then we would celebrate. It's not, we don't need to revise. We would be happy to deliver that. As I said, we are really committed to deliver the lowest cost possible. And as I said, we have a number of optimization measures in place. We shall see what the second quarter will produce in terms of costs. And the last question. Last year in Q2, you had a dividend, 239 million from subsidiaries, if I'm not wrong here. Would you expect the same dividend payout in Q2 2019? We have to look it up in the budget. Well, we don't expect the same scale of the dividend payout. Well, there might be some inflow, however, at a much lower scale. Well, but please understand the mechanism. This is a very good question, really. It helps us explore the logic. Because if these companies are our companies that are responsible for some sections of our technology, well, this dividend is really something that we have to pay to these companies as a price for service. So we are trying to optimize the price for service instead of expecting the dividend payout.
Unless you have further questions, I will thank you for participating in this meeting. All questions that we have not managed to answer today, and I keep receiving more and more online, will be answered on our website so that you feel that you have been fully informed. And after this meeting, we will be available to you via our website and through our team of investor relationships. We invite you also to the next meeting where we will present the results of the second quarter. Thank you once again.